Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. The UN Security Council meets in emergency session today to discuss a response to the chemical weapons attack in Syria. Overnight, Russia backed up Syria's claim that rebels were responsible, but global leaders blame the Assad regime.
On the ground, or that at least 70... The latest numbers on the ground are that at least 70 people were killed, including women and children, more than 100 people wounded. The death toll is expected to go up slightly simply because of the nature of this horrific attack. You know, those images are difficult to watch. They're heartbreaking, especially when you look at innocent young children dying in such a horrific fashion like that.
Correspondent Muhammad Leela. There is alarm this morning after the latest North Korean missile test. Correspondent Matt Rivers is in Beijing.
Pretty standard response this afternoon from the Chinese, saying that the launch clearly violates UN sanctions, UN resolutions that were put on the table by the United Nations, of course, and that the Chinese reject the notion that this launch had anything to do with the upcoming summit between Presidents Trump and Xi scheduled for later this week. This launch, according to U.S. and South Korean defense officials, was an intermediate-range ballistic missile, the second one launched by the North Koreans this year, and it differs than what we saw last year because of the way these missiles are being launched. There is progress being made according to defense officials because these missiles use solid fuel.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson issued a brief statement saying the United States has spoken enough about North Korea and, quote, we have no further comment. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has vetoed a record 91 bills in his term. Today, the General Assembly reconvenes for one day to try to override some of them.
But that won't be easy, given that there are just two more Republicans than Democrats in the Virginia Senate.
You need significant Democratic buy-in to override a Democratic governor, or it's not going to happen.
Political scientist Dr. Stephen Farnsworth says D.C.'s gridlock has spread to Richmond.
Much more liberal Democrats and much more conservative Republicans.
All eyes will be on whether McAuliffe's reinsertion of Medicaid expansion into the budget can stay. Other vetoes from his office this session include defunding Planned Parenthood, allowing the State Board of Education to authorize charter schools without local permission, and allowing concealed carry of a switchblade. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Two Maryland sheriffs are telling state lawmakers to pull back on a plan to create a sanctuary state for illegal immigrants.
Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins is one of the vocal critics of the Trust Act. It's a proposal that would limit police cooperation with federal immigration officials in Maryland.
Who are they, the politicians, to tell me, the sheriff, with definitive constitutional authorities, who I can cooperate and who I can't cooperate with?
Sheriff Jenkins spoke on the Larry O'Connor Show. For the last 9 years, his office has teamed up with ICE agents to process and house undocumented immigrants.
Everything we do is within the confines of our jail after you are arrested. There is no immigration enforcement on the street.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Fairfax County calls itself a welcoming and accepting place for immigrants. Just don't call it a sanctuary. The Fairfax County Board of Supervisors is avoiding that hot-button word. The Trump administration is vowing to withhold federal funding from sanctuary jurisdictions. Right now, Fairfax County police are barred from arresting anyone based solely on immigration status, but they do cooperate with federal immigration authorities in cases involving serious crimes. Should Virginia follow the lead of other states, including Maryland, and decriminalize marijuana? A group of state lawmakers today will meet in closed session in Richmond to discuss whether to study the idea. Senate Majority Leader Thomas Norman says he supports such a study. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,689, the Nasdaq at 5899. Sports, the Wizards get back on the winning track with a victory over Charlotte. The Caps end their road trip on a winning note in Toronto. And baseball, it's Nationals Marlins tonight. The Orioles take on the Blue Jays. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings in the mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
If you've ever bought from a middleman, you're always left wondering, did I get a good price and who will stand behind the product? Hi, it's Brian Wilson. If you're planning on getting new windows, there is only one company that can give you the peace of mind you're looking for. That's Thompson Creek Window Company. You'll be buying direct from a local manufacturer who designs, builds, and installs windows made just for your home and our unique climate. Remember, building products purchased from a middleman can be marked up multiple times. Plus, who's responsible for the quality of the work? Have peace of mind. Buy direct from Thompson Creek Window Company because they manufacture and install their own windows. Thompson Creek Windows can increase the value of your home and save you money on your utility bills. Call 855-57-CREEK and take advantage of the incredible spring window sale. Buy three windows, get one free. Call 855-57-CREEK right now before this free window offer is gone. 855-57-CREEK or see thompsoncreek.com for details.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Hey, spring is here. Let's get those rugs clean. Go to joehadid.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, we're in good shape. Top side of the Beltway had a minor crash. I was a little bit worried about outer loop between 95 and New Hampshire Avenue, but they quickly exchanged information, moved along. Nothing left to check out. We have a stop and go as you head over toward George Avenue. Pretty normal through that stretch. Same story on 270, the normal backups toward Urbana and Hyattstown. 66 eastbound as you head through Manassas. There's a minor incident there too, and they have moved along. So this is what I like. We quickly can clear it and get going. Also through Falls Church, seeing a little bit of that stop and go. Over our Anacostia crossing, southeast-southwest freeway, heading into town in Georgetown, the Key Bridge, all checking out fine early on. Update is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm is collecting donations to help local foster kids pay for extracurricular activities. Bring your donation to a participating Mattress Firm or donate online at Mattress Firm Foster Kids. Kids.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll end up with a pretty good supply of sunshine today with a mild morning and a northwest breeze and a few clouds this afternoon. We make it up to 71. Thunderstorms come in as we head on through early tonight and tomorrow. Some may be severe. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Alexandria, 56 in Gaithersburg, 62 degrees in Washington. 20-plus companies have now pulled their ads off the O'Reilly Factor. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall at 7:05 this morning. A Virginia lawmaker who has gotten into a bit of trouble, catching a little heat for saying that parents want their children to be in classrooms where mostly English is spoken. Dorothy Jacob will join us at 7:05. At 7:35, Andrew McCarthy is all over the Susan Rice story, and he'll join us at 7:35 from National Review. At 8:05, Al Weaver with the Washington Examiner on Gorsuch, and then at 8:35, the Minority Leader of the House of Delegates in the state of Maryland, Nick Kipke, will be here to tell us about what's going up as they wrap up the legislative session. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
It's worth reviewing what has taken place since those events. In the U.S., Trump has suffered humiliating defeats on several of his signature campaign promises, and he has seen his approval rating drop to 36%. It's now lower than any new president in modern history.
And that was CNN's Fareed Zakaria doing a dance because President Trump is humiliated and he's been defeated and his popularity is lower than any new president in modern history. I want to find out, has your opinion changed of President Trump? Do you has your approval changed? Have you gone from, yeah, I really support him, to kind of, or maybe you've even moved to disapproval? 888-630-9625-WMAL is the number. Yeah, President Trump's approval rating has declined 6 percentage points since early March, according to a new poll that was released yesterday. 35% approve of Trump's performance. This is a Quinnipiac University poll. 57% disapprove. 8% are uncertain. Here's the thing. I think there are some people who say, well, this is, you know, don't believe polls. And I will tell you, ever since the election, I don't buy polls. Because if you went by the polls before the election, you wouldn't have gone out and voted for Donald Trump because you would have thought that Hillary Clinton was going to win. There was no point in it. But I will tell you, I was on the air and I was talking to truck drivers and people all over this country nationally. And I knew by what they were telling me that President Trump was going to win. I knew those polls were wrong. Most people have never been polled. I've never been asked. No one's ever asked me my opinion on anything.
And many conservatives who are polled don't tell the truth to pollsters.
Exactly, because it's why tell the truth when you know you're going to get ridiculed and beaten up and everything else. So I think people go underground. Here's the thing. The other part of this is I don't believe that President Trump's accomplishments and the things that he is doing are getting any play in the media. For instance, did you know that the trade deficit fell by 10%? They're saying this is a hint that the economy may be growing at a faster pace than many economists expected. Did you know that? If this had been President Obama and the trade deficit fell by almost 10%, it would be on the front page of every publication. CNN, MSNBC, all the traditional outlets would be doing a dance and singing his praises and throwing roses at his feet. But because it's President Trump, it doesn't get any play whatsoever. So I think that that's what's behind these numbers. What about you?
Well, here's what I think. I think that if the numbers show that his popularity ratings, his approval ratings have gone down, it would not be surprising. I don't know about the accuracy of the polls. I do have some concern about them given the way they performed in the last election and the fact that I don't think people tell pollsters the truth. But here's the other thing. It would not be surprising. I mean, have you watched a White House briefing lately? Have you watched what the mainstream media is doing to this president? Mm-hmm. They are coming at this president in a way I have never seen before in my 30 years here in Washington, nor have I witnessed as a United States citizen since I was old enough to pay attention to such things. It is ridiculous the way the mainstream press is treating this president. And it's not surprising that if you are the recipient of a constant drumbeat of that magnitude and that intensity that you're going to have some problems with your public relations polls. Sean Spicer needs to actually wear that bulletproof jacket that press secretaries hand down one to the other over the history of that position. And I think he goes into that briefing room every day and he gets pummeled. Our friend Sarah Westwood from over at the Washington Examiner did a study last week of the number of questions. 126 questions ask about Russian collusion. Only about 115 questions ask over the course of the entire week about every other topic. So more than half was on one thing.
Yep.
And by the way, a thing that nobody has been able to prove, and most people who've looked at it said doesn't exist. Here is the other thing. I will have to admit that I think that to some degree, if there is a drop in these poll numbers, the president bears some responsibility because a little bit of it is self-inflicted. The thing that got him such support across this country was his use of Twitter. And I think that when he came to the White House, he continued to do that in campaign mode. And I don't think that serves you well when you're actually responsible for governing. Look, I have a lot of respect for what this president accomplished. There's a story about how the Border Patrol is now able to do its job, and the amount of illegal immigrants has been cut by 61% since President Trump took office. Simply by being in office and telling the Border Patrol to do their job and unshackling the people who are enforcing the law, he has driven down simply by just being president and doing those things. He's driven down illegal immigration by 61%. That's an accomplishment. You don't hear anybody talking about that. So I have a lot of admiration for some of the things that he has done. I will say, and please forgive me for this, I believe some of this is self-inflicted, and I wish he'd back off the Twitter machine just a bit. I'm not the only one who feels that way, and I do believe that he sometimes does himself harm more than good with the Twitter machine. Well, what do you think? Phone lines are open.
888-630-9625. Let's try to get Keith and Crofton in. Keith, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Has your opinion of President Trump changed?
Absolutely, and not for the better. And Larry, you said it. What you said hits me. It's just his reaction just seems unhinged when he seems he can't control himself for things that are reported in the press. And that scares me. So it's not changed for the better.
Yeah, what has he done that you think is more unhinged than when he was president, when he was candidate Trump?
His reaction to things, like, it seems almost immature. It's like, no, my numbers for the inauguration were better than what they actually were. And his statement about being spied upon just really scared me.
But he was right about the being spied upon.
Not the way he said it.
So because he put the word wiretapping in quotes, that to you is more important than the fact that he was being spied on.
Well, I work in the intelligence community, and I know what the impact of his words, and it scares people like me.
Well,
When the president says stuff like, no, they spied on me in Trump Towers, scares me.
Keith, thank you. You're welcome to your opinion. Thank you so much for your call, and thank you for listening. But when he's being proven right, I think that should be scarier than the fact that he pointed it out.
Yeah, me too.
I'm pretty sure that the action is scarier.
I understand what he's saying about the actual words he used were not accurate, but I'm beginning to see with this Susan Rice story, there's a lot more that he had right than he had wrong.
Yeah.
More of your calls straight ahead at 6:15.
Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you 270 southbound without any troubles. Just the volume through Urbana and Hyattstown. So enjoying the ease of the early ride here. Top side of the Beltway, 95 to George Avenue, slow. Still in good shape at the Wilson Bridge and at the American Legion Bridge. Not seeing too much of a backup there. For 395, an unusual southbound delay. Now the morning flow is northbound, and I see that volume approaching the 14th Street Bridge. Now if you're coming out of the district and you're crossing the 14th Street Bridge, before you get the exit for the Pentagon, that's where crews are dealing with a crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And today, sunny to partly cloudy skies, a high of 71 today. Now tonight, scattered thunderstorms early in the evening, then mainly cloudy overnight. Thunderstorms likely throughout the night, a low of 56 with a chance of rain 80%. Tomorrow, you're going to have to bring, not even the umbrella, because it's going to be windy tomorrow, so no umbrella, but showers and thunderstorms. A few storms may be severe, a high of 67. Winds 20 to 30 miles an hour with a chance of rain 100%. Currently in our nation's capital, 61 degrees at 6:16 on WMAL. And your traffic and weather is brought to you by John Marshall Bank.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. We're a local community bank with the right mix of banking solutions for your business. When it comes to your business, we have the answers. Visit johnmarshallbank.com.
So I want to know if your opinion of President Trump has changed. His approval ratings are down, and the left is just dancing on his grave. They have him dead and buried already, because his new approval rating, according to Quinnipiac, has declined 6 percentage points since early March, and they are just touting that. But could it be because the good things he has done, things he has accomplished, don't get media coverage? They're just buried. Could it be that you don't believe the polls, or do you agree? Yeah, my opinion of him has changed. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Lee in Alexandria, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Lee, has your opinion changed?
No, not really. I sort of disagree with Larry. I think that we have to remember that he's not a politician, and he doesn't speak politician speak. Sometimes he uses the wrong words, but I think the man still means well, and I think he's going to get a lot done.
All right. Thank you for that, Lee. Greatly appreciate it.
And it's Brian. Yeah, that's the second person who's called you Larry.
I'll answer anything.
John in Fredericksburg, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary.
Yes. Good morning. My opinion of him has gotten even better than before. He's getting things done. Let me tell you something else. The deep state is real. I work for the government. And the way people act concerning Trump is disgusting. They don't even have his picture up yet at our agency 2.5 months in, and this is an outrage.
All right, so. Thank you for that, and thank you for the little inside story there.
Yeah,
I like that.
I wonder if they don't have his picture up yet because he can't decide on an official portrait.
Yeah.
You know, he's still working on it. He needs some airbrushing done.
How about John in Warrington? You're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say there, John?
Good morning, Brian and Mary. My opinion hasn't really changed, but I expected what's come. People are entrenched in what they think, and now they got a new guy. He's making them uncomfortable, and uncomfortable reflects negatively. Plus, pollsters write a question to give them the answer that they are.
Right. I wonder, a lot of it has to do, and John, you're kind of breaking up there. Sorry about that, but thank you so much for your opinion. I wonder, I'd like to see how the questions are worded. I think that a lot of times it's very important. Yeah. Because remember, it wasn't just the media polls that showed President Trump not being President Trump by a landslide before during the election. Mm-hmm. Remember? It was also Quinnipiac and Monmouth and Reuters and these other polls that also showed him losing horribly. And I think that may be part of it. Paul in District Heights, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Paul, has your opinion changed?
No, I still support him. I love his pro-life policies. And I do agree, he should tweet less. But he's got a lot of backbone. We could all learn, he's being attacked, and he has been attacked like no other president.
Yeah, I agree with that completely.
Think of.
Yeah.
Even Reagan, Nixon, it's worse for Mr. Trump, I think. So I strongly support him still.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you so much for that. We appreciate you joining us. Anthony and Culpepper, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Anthony, has your opinion changed?
As far as on Trump, no. My opinion of Trump is I think he's going to do well and he's doing well. Where my opinion has changed is the news media, the mainstream news media. I used to watch the news. I tend to now do my own research and then form my opinions based on that. I don't trust the news because of the election, because of what's happened since the election.
It has been
an onslaught
the likes of which I don't think anybody can remember. It's really been very difficult for them to get sort of some momentum going because they are just getting creamed by all of these major news organizations that still have a lot of following in this country. I mean, look, 51% of Americans voted, let's say, for Trump, and 49 didn't. And that means that those 49% are still being served by mainstream media, and the coverage they are seeing is overwhelmingly negative. They can't find one good thing that this president has done, and they're aggressively going after him. The evening newscasts are just hard to watch for me. I look at the evening newscast and I go, really? That's what you drew from today's events? I look at it and I say, that's not what I saw today.
I no longer watch those because I used to yell at the TV all the time. And my seriously, it's like why I could not watch President Obama when he would give a speech because I would yell. And my husband would say, walk in the room, he'd go, you know he can't hear you, right?
And I know that a lot of people who are listening to us don't watch them either.
Yeah.
But a lot of people do, and that is having an impact.
Absolutely.
622.
Concerned that you pay more in taxes than you should? Get your taxes done right the first time with Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors, who will maximize your situation. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
After a cold and wet winter, it's officially tulip season at 1-800-Flowers.com. And when it comes to surprising your friends and loved ones with the best blooms and the brightest colors, there is only one place I go, and that's 1-800-Flowers. These gorgeous and unique flowers have arrived just in time for Easter at a truly unbeatable price. You ready? Right now, 1-800-Flowers is giving my listeners an exclusive 30 for 30 offer. That's 30 assorted tulips for just $30. Do the math. $1 per tulip. But this offer ends Friday. Now, one reason I like to use 1-800-Flowers is because I've never been disappointed with the flowers. They're always brightly colored and they're beautifully arranged. And every arrangement is backed by the 1-800-Flowers 100% smile guarantee. And it's so easy to order 30 stunning tulips for only $30. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter the code Mary, my name. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Mary, M-A-R-Y. Then just pick your delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers do the rest. But hurry, this offer ends Friday. Don't miss it.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
Technology has forever changed real estate. In fact, the only thing that hasn't changed in real estate are the high commissions. Until now. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
The Zero Res Spring Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway cleaned for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
625 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
And good morning. Now, coming out of the district and heading into Virginia over the 14th Street Bridge, that's where we're starting to form an unusual backup. So be alert as you're coming off of the freeway. I'm starting to see those delays on the freeway. It'll be after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Once you cross the 14th Street Bridge, stay to the far left to get by the crash. On the northbound side, travel lanes are open and it's been pretty mellow northbound commute. Heavy passing land. Mark, and again at the 14th Street Bridge in that stretch. Let's go out to the Dulles Greenway. Coming inbound, eastbound on the Greenway as you approach the Loudoun County Parkway. Had a crash reported along the right side. I'm just starting to see a little brief delay form there. 270 Urbana Hyattstown with the stop and go. Top side of the Beltway, minor crash after I-95 in College Park quickly cleared. Update is sponsored by Sun and Ski. Don't miss Sun and Ski's spring patio sale. You can save up 70% off last year's inventory. Save big on patio this weekend at Sun and Ski in Chantilly, Falls Church, and Gaithersburg. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry and relatively pleasant day today, 71 degrees, a few clouds around at times, otherwise clear. Thunderstorms as we head on through tonight, tomorrow. Some storms tomorrow may be severe. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel at WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 61 degrees at 627 on WMAL.
And worst of all, perhaps, 52% of all voters, more than half, say they are embarrassed to have Donald Trump as their president. Charlie, let's just take a moment. Yeah. That kind of takes your breath away.
It takes my breath away.
You know what takes my breath away? I'm embarrassed that Brian Williams is still a network anchor.
Yes.
I'm embarrassed for that.
That was Brian Williams clutching his pearls. Has your opinion of President Trump changed? Apparently, he is the most unpopular president ever in the course of all history. Probably, I would say, even going back to the French Revolution and less popular than Marie Antoinette. 888-630-9625 is the number. Alex in Sterling. Alex, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. How are you, Alex?
Good morning, Mary and Brian. I'm doing well.
Good. Has your opinion changed?
It has changed, actually. It's gone up because, I'll tell you why. It's because the man is unflappable, in my opinion. I know that he gets flustered with the media. I do. I know you do. They're out of control. They're off the chain. They couldn't tell the truth that their lives depended on it. The coverage of this man is disgusting, or the absence of coverage of this man is disgusting. I mean, I've heard it said by you guys many times, the most powerful tool the media possesses is the power to ignore.
Yep.
And his accomplishments, he's done so much for this country already. Nobody mentions the fact that border crossings are down 61% just because he's sitting in the Oval Office.
Yeah, Alex, thank you. So Alex's opinion has changed on the media, not on President Trump. And I think we've heard that several times. Maybe that is a theme. It is 628 on WMAL.
Anthony Rendon.
Gets a good piece of this one. It's still going.
Helped the Nats take 3 from Miami last April. Catch everything. Nationals, Marlins. The series continues tonight. The Washington Nationals.
See you later.
No brotherly love for Philadelphia last season. Tonight. Nationals, Philly. The series starts Friday at 2:30.
Hi, this is Teresa Claus. Do you want quality service and top-notch installations that beat the big box stores? Then call Claus Carpets today. Claus Carpets offers the best products for your home: hardwood floors, tile, carpet, and more. For over 40 years now, we've been serving the Northern Virginia area. Give us a call today at 703-978-2603. That's 703-978-2603. Or visit us online at clauscarpets.com. That's clauscarpets.com.
And coming up on WMAL, we'll have a Susan Rice update for you. And don't forget, also at 7:35, Andrew McCarthy will be joining us to talk about that as well. But we'll tell you what's going on and what you are not being told about the Susan Rice, can we call it a scandal? And also Critter News, Critter News, which is an alleged certified fan favorite. The jury's still out on that one as far as I'm concerned, but that is all coming up. It is 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. One day before President Trump is set to meet with the Chinese president, North Korea has fired off another ballistic missile.
The U.S. military says that this was a medium-range land-based missile that was launched from the North Korean submarine port of Sinpo, that it flew around 9 minutes, going a distance of about 117 miles, an altitude of about 117 miles up into the air. But experts say it does mark a step forward for North Korea's missile weapons technology because it appears to have used solid fuel.
Correspondent Ivan Watson. The White House is also lining up with other world leaders in condemning the chemical weapon attack in Syria that has left some 72 people dead, including many children.
The president and his top diplomat declining to comment on Syria during multiple public appearances on Tuesday. The White House statement calling the attack reprehensible and laying responsibility squarely at the feet of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, but also blaming President Obama, deeming the attack a consequence of his weakness and irresolution.
Correspondent Joe Johns. Virginia lawmakers are gathering in Richmond today for their annual veto session to try and override some of Governor Terry McAuliffe's many vetoes of legislation passed this year. They'll also consider the governor's tweaks to the state budget. In Annapolis, a measure to rejuvenate the role of cash bail for criminal defendants is scheduled for a hearing today before a House committee. Maryland's highest court recently approved a rule change aimed at preventing people from being held in jail indefinitely just because they can't afford bail. And Maryland transportation officials plan to go around the state and check under bridges. They want to find any place where highly flammable material may be stored under a bridge, like it was in Atlanta, where a raging fire last week caused part of a highway bridge to collapse. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,689, the NASDAQ at 5899. Sports, the Caps can clinch the Metropolitan Division tonight with a win over the Rangers. Last night they beat Toronto. The Wizards top Charlotte. Baseball, the Nationals host Miami again tonight. The O's are home to the Blue Jays. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP. MRI-ASAP.
Birds are all chirping, geese are all flying. It's that time when thoughts turn to warm weather car buying. Still, will those bright drives of summer turn stormy and blue when the lender sends bills that scream, pay what is due? But with a Commonwealth One drive-through summer car loan, you'll get rates so low it'll make all other lenders groan. And with no payments for 90 days, this decision's a snap. It's no wonder those other car loans are crying all crap.
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's new drive-through summer car loan. Get super low rates, a 90-day vacation from car payments, and loan terms up to 84 months. Visit us at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
Guess there is such a thing as a free ride.
Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211 for details. Loan qualifications and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership open to residents of Virginia and neighboring states.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
If they'll do it for you, will they do it to you? And I'm talking about those Cheap Charlie AC contractors. They'll show you little tricks about how they can save you a buck here or there. They won't pull permits. They don't follow job site protocols. There's always cheaper. There are always companies out there cutting corners. They're easy to find. Sometimes finding the best company to trust in your home and doing the work properly might be worth a little bit more. My name's Dave Snell, and I run Snell Heating and Air. You can rest assured we'll always have your family's safety and comfort as our top priority. And that's something we'll never take for granted, never cut corners, and never trifle with. That's the Snell advantage, and that's what you can count on when you call my stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Leaving the district, heading to Virginia. Now the freeway. I'm looking at delays before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. So if you're heading off of the 11th Street Bridge, the culprit is the crash after the 14th Street Bridge. You need to stay to the far left to get by. But on the positive note, I do see a tow truck on the scene there. So hopefully they can reopen some of those lanes. Two right lanes are blocked. Again, southbound 395 as you come off of the 14th Street Bridge. As for northbound 395 in that stretch, Pentagon to cross the bridge span, just heavy increasing on the volume. Now, we do have delays through Landmark on 395 as you push past Edsel Road toward King Street and in the backups at Duke Street. Initial reports of a crash. Heading across the Wilson Bridge, we're seeing that stop and go now before St. Barnabas Road. No problems reported. Route 4, Route 5, heading up through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Real good looking Wednesday, first Wednesday of the new month. A few clouds around with sunshine, 71. Scattered storms as we head on through tonight. Scattered storms around tomorrow, windy, and some storms may be severe with even stronger winds and hail. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Springfield, 53 in Germantown, 62 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. It's 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. Joining us at 7:05 is the chair of the Chesterfield Board of Supervisors, Dorothy Jekyll. She's going to discuss some comments that she made that have landed her in some hot water in it. 7:35, it is National Review's Andrew McCarthy to give us an update on the Susan Rice scandal. At 8:05, it's Al Weaver from the Washington Examiner. He will update us on the Gorsuch vote and any healthcare developments. And at 8:35, Maryland Delegate Nick Kipke to sum up the Maryland legislative session, which is ending on the 10th. I'm Mary Walter, alongside Brian Wilson.
Good morning, and let's start talking about Susan Rice and this whole unmasking thing. There have been new developments yesterday. First of all, remember what Susan Rice said just a short time ago when she was asked about this unmasking thing that was being brought to the attention of the American people by the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes. Here's what she said just a few days ago.
I know nothing about this. I was surprised to see reports from Chairman Nunes on that count today.
She knows nothing. She didn't have any clue what he was talking about at all. Well, it was a very different story that Susan Rice told yesterday, former National Security Advisor to President Obama, when she was on with Andrea Mitchell. Andrea Mitchell providing the softest of the softball questions so that Susan Rice could tell her story in a sympathetic way. And here's what Susan Rice said she did on occasion.
What I would do, or what any official would do, is to ask their briefer whether the Intelligence Committee would go through its process, and there's a long-standing established process, to decide whether that information as to who the identity of the U.S. person was could be provided to me. So they'd take that question back, they'd put it through a process, and the intelligence community made the determination as to whether or not the identity of that American individual could be provided to me. That is what I and Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, CIA Director, DNI would do when we receive that information. We only do it to protect the American people, to do our jobs in the national security realm. That's the only reason.
Yeah, it's not about politics. It's all about national security. Well, everybody who has seen the document suggests otherwise. But here's the thing. A few days ago, she said she knows nothing about it. Now, if you want to take the headline out of this, it is she now admits that indeed she asked for the unmasking of U.S. citizens who were incidentally captured by the National Security Intelligence Apparatus, many of them apparently associates of Donald Trump, perhaps campaigned for some time now. She admits that, where just a few days ago she said she knew nothing about it. And that's not the headline, but that's what the headline should be.
And notice she threw somebody under the bus.
Yeah.
She's preparing to throw someone under the bus. I just send the request. Someone else in makes the decision. In the intelligence world makes that decision. The intelligence agencies review it, and then they decide whether the name should be unmasked.
And to hear her talk, it is just a matter of routine business for her to request an unmasking. Well, Fred Flights is a former CIA analyst with 25 years at the CIA and the DIA. He served on the House Intelligence Staff for a while. He writes in FoxNews.com that these unmaskings are not routine and that they are taken very seriously when the NSA gets a request. So he makes the point that, you know, she may make the case, this was just a matter of regular order, nothing big. Well, he says it is a big deal and it is extremely rare. And for her to do that was unusual. We will also hear a little bit later in this program at about 7:35 from Andrew McCarthy, who goes on to suggest that this was all about politics and not national security interest. That what was going on here was that Susan Rice was serving the interest of the Democratic Party and not the national security interests of the United States. We'll hear more from him at 7:35 this morning. But here's the thing: Susan Rice has now admitted. In very softball, there were glaring places where Andrea Mitchell missed the obvious follow-up question. She chose not to ask the question. And so you get this softball interview in which she gives a very sympathetic telling of her story. Well, now if she goes to Capitol Hill, will she then take the fifth?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she will?
Absolutely.
Well, but here's the thing.
Will?
How can you do that when you've already been on the network television answering questions, the same kinds of questions that members of Congress would want to ask?
The guy who was in charge of Hillary Clinton's server, they gave him immunity. I'm blanking on his name. Oh, it's going to drive me crazy. And I'm sure there's people right now yelling at the radio, but I can't hear you. But they gave him immunity, and he still pled the fifth, remember? And he also didn't show when asked to show in front of Congress. And then when he finally did show up, he pled the fifth. What happened to him? Oh, wait, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I think that this is, I think she will be hauled in before Congress. I think she will be asked some very, very tough questions. And I expect that she will take the fifth.
Right.
But the bottom line here is that this investigation, hopefully, will be able to determine not only who she unmasked, why she unmasked, and who she sent that information to. The information that we saw yesterday was that it was sent to a large number of people in the national security apparatus. It was sent to the CIA. It was sent to the DIA. It was sent to the DOD. It was sent to other members of the National Security Council at the White House. It was certainly sent to Ben Rhodes. And I assume it was shown to the President of the United States. If it's not true, Mr. President, President Obama, why not let us know that? If you never saw this information, if this is all news to you, why not just put out a little statement? That's all you got to do. Just send us a little statement saying, I knew nothing about this. This is news to me. I suspect he won't do that because it's not what happened.
Right.
We'll have more on this again, and it will be compelling because his article is really, really strong. Andrew McCarthy from National Review Online will join us at 7:35. It's now 6:44 on WMAL.
You know, if you see a huge group of people and they're all in line waiting to do something and they're all happy about it, don't you wonder, okay, what's going on? What am I missing here? Why are these people so excited? In this case, it's thousands of people doing the same thing. They're joining MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses. It's that simple. They've shared over $1 billion in healthcare expenses since 1993, so they can handle your healthcare expenses too. With MediShare, you get affordable options to fit almost any budget. For most members, MediShare is about half the cost of other healthcare programs. You should at least check into it. This may be one of those things you start doing and then wonder, why didn't I look into this a long time ago? What was I thinking? Don't miss out. You can find out more. Call 844-91-BIBLE, now available in Montana. That's 844-91-BIBLE, 844-91-BIBLE.
If you know any police officers, ask them this question. Is it true that crime goes up when the temperatures get warmer? Well, we're heading into warmer season. By the way, the police officer will tell you that's absolutely true. You may think that it can't happen to you. It won't be a break-in at your house. But you know what? It can happen to you. And what you need is an Ackerman security system. Ackerman's $19.95 per month monitoring includes burglary, fire, and medical alert. It's best of all, about half the cost of the other guys. Ackerman has the industry's only guaranteed response time. So that's what you need to know about. I mean, obviously, when something happens, you want them to respond quickly. Ackerman has a free in-home security analysis. Won't cost you a thing for them to come out and tell you what you need. If you want the bells and whistles and the latest technology at Ackerman, well, they have it all. They have the most advanced security technology, video, what's going on in your home, smart door locks and thermostats that can be controlled from the touch of a button of your smartphone, tablet, and or laptop. Listen, Ackerman is the way to go. Get protected and save. Here's a limited time offer for our listeners. Call Ackerman right now. Get 3 months of free monitoring. The number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
645 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
One of our tough spots still remaining coming out of the district and heading into Virginia. The crash, 395 southbound, right as you come off of the 14th Street Bridge. You still need to hang to the far left to get by, but both of the vehicles involved in the crash up on the tow trucks. The tow trucks are on the shoulder. We're trying to pick up the cones here. So VDOT and Cruiser are there trying to get the debris and everything out of the roadway. But as a result, off of the 11th Street Bridge and merging off of 295. Yep, in the district, your delays begin 295 onto the freeway to get over the 14th Street Bridge. But again, almost cleared with that crash that's caused those major delays. On 295 southbound, you're very slow getting past Eastern Avenue due to the crash. Get a little break and then you're off and on the brakes again down toward East Capitol Street. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, you're cruising along without any problems up through to the Beltway. 270, the volume with us. And a heads up on the Greenway. A brief delay, but still with accident activity inbound on the Greenway before the Loudoun County Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry and relatively pleasant day today. 71 degrees, a few clouds around at times, otherwise clear. Thunderstorms as we head on through tonight and tomorrow. Some storms tomorrow may be severe. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, it is 60 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
It is time for Critter News on WMAL at 647, a certified fan favorite.
I'm going to go get coffee. I'll be right back.
No. You have to be there and be snarky. It's required. All right, so listen, here's something to bear in mind.
Oh, Lord.
Bears are coming out of hibernation, and they're hungry, and they're showing up in places that you don't expect them to show up. Most notably, I want to pay attention to this. A bear was spotted in Vienna on Tuesday. A bear in Vienna. Heads up, a bear in Vienna. And Fairfax County Police want you to know that you may be attracting bears to your property without even knowing it. I mean, obviously they tell you, don't put a lot of like food in the bird feeders right now because, you know, the bears are attracted to that. Don't put your garbage out because the bears will come and rummage through your garbage. Be careful about that kind of stuff. But here's one maybe you did not know. Apparently bears are attracted to the smell of a grill that has not been cleaned. In other words, you go out and you grill a steak and some hamburger and a bunch of good stuff there on your grill, and then you just walk away from it and say, oh, I'll clean it later. That smell is apparently irresistible to bears.
Which makes sense. So you know what you do? You take your grill and you put it on a pulley and you put it up in a tree.
Is that what you need to do?
Exactly. That's the suburban equivalent of when you go camping.
Or you just could clean the grill.
Yeah, well, that too.
So there's that. So apparently, you know, most of these bear encounters are harmless. The bears, in most cases, are more afraid of you than you are of them. I'm not sure that's true. But here's the thing. In Frederick last year, remember, we had an actual bear attack.
Yeah.
This was a very tragic thing. Woman was seriously injured. In this particular case, it appears that she got between a mama bear and some cubs, and that's not a good place to be.
No.
So listen, the fewer bear encounters you have, the better you're going to be.
Well, absolutely. And of course, you know, again, the garbage and things like that, you're just basically just putting out a buffet for them.
That's
so you
right.
might not want to do that.
So bear this in mind.
Oh, stop.
It is now 6:50 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single pain-free visit. Using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology, your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big. Eat what you want. With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
I'm Rick Edelman, financial advisor and best-selling author of The Truth About Your Future. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Springfield, Tuesday, April 18th, and Fairfax, Wednesday, April 19th, both 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Larry O'Connor here to tell you about my doctor, Dr. Jones, with the Concierge Medical Team at Principal Medical Group. Now listen, if you're like me, then having convenient access to your primary care doctor is priceless. Whether it's phone calls, emails, or even same-day appointments, I am so happy I chose a concierge medical practice. Dr. Jones and the entire team at Principal Medical Group put my time and my care first. I feel the difference as a patient at Principal Medical Group, and you will too. Don't spend another year getting half the care for twice the price. Invest in your health like I did. Additionally, for those men and women struggling from the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone, Principal Medical Group are your area experts in pellet therapy. So schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Online at principalmedicalgroup.com. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
The United States Marines have a motto, Semper Fidelis, or Semper Fi. It means always faithful in Latin, and it's at the core of everything the Marines do. Michael Avery at the Avery Law Firm knows this motto well. Since 1994, Michael has led clients through their legal battles with the same level of dedication. Call 703-462-5050 today. That's 703-462-5050, or go to SemperFiLawyer.com. The Avery Law Firm, taking care of our own.
It's 6:53, so let's see how your money is doing. Here's Tanya Hansen at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. Panera Bread has agreed to be bought by JAB. The owner of Caribou Coffee says it will acquire Panera for about $7 billion. Lockheed Martin wins Pentagon approval for a $27 billion helicopter program. The company will begin production of 200 new heavy helicopters for the Marines. Amazon will replace Twitter as the online home for Thursday Night Football. Amazon will live stream 10 NFL games exclusively for Prime members this year. There's a growing list of corporations pulling ads from Fox's The O'Reilly Factor. At least 16 firms, including Mercedes-Benz, GlaxoSmithKline, and Bayer, have withdrawn from the show after a New York Times report about five settlements over sexual harassment or verbal abuse. Host Bill O'Reilly denies the allegations. The ADP payrolls report is due out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. It'll give an indication of hiring in the private sector. Stock futures are mixed. I'm Tanya Hansen, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You know, if you see a huge group of people and they're all in line waiting to do something and they're all happy about it, don't you wonder, okay, what's going on? What am I missing here? Why are these people so excited? In this case, it's thousands of people doing the same thing. They're joining MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses. It's that simple. They've shared over $1 billion in healthcare expenses since 1993, so they can handle your healthcare expenses too. With MediShare, you get affordable options to fit almost any budget. For most members, MediShare is about half the cost of other healthcare programs. You should at least check into it. This may be one of those things you start doing and then wonder, why didn't I look into this a long time ago? What was I thinking? Don't miss out. You can find out more. Call 844-91-BIBLE, now available in Montana. That's 844-91-BIBLE, 844-91-BIBLE.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, Silver Spring, just inside the Beltway. Watch for delays on 29 Colesville Road, getting past the YMCA and down towards Sligo Creek Parkway. Crash at that intersection of 29 and Sligo Creek, left lane blocked in each direction. 270, it's been about the volume for you. Persisting hard here through Urbana and Hyattstown. Again, Germantown off and on into Rockville. Trouble spot, major delays heading out of the district and into Virginia. Still with the crash cleanup on 395 southbound, right as you come out of town, off of the 14th Street Bridge. We still have the two right lanes blocked. Now, even though the car's over to the shoulder, they're still cleaning up some debris. Big delays off of 295 and again onto the westbound freeway heading toward Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll end up with a pretty good supply of sunshine today with a mild morning and a northwest breeze and a few clouds this afternoon. We make it up to 71. Thunderstorms come in as we head on through early tonight and tomorrow. Some may be severe. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 60 degrees at 6:57 on WMAL.
I want to bring to your attention what happened in Syria yesterday, a very horrific chemical attack apparently carried out by Bashar al-Assad and his troops against rebel forces. Some 72 people are said to be dead, 400 injured. Among the dead, 11 children, and the pictures are very difficult to see. And if you have seen them, you understand what I'm talking about. A very strong reaction from the White House yesterday as a result of this. President Trump responded with a statement saying, "Today's chemical attack in Syria against innocent people, including women and children, is reprehensible and cannot be ignored by the civilized world. These heinous actions by the Bashar al-Assad regime are a consequence of the past administration's weakness and irresolution." President Obama said in 2012 that he would establish a red line against the use of chemical weapons and then did nothing. The United States stands with our allies across the globe to condemn this intolerable attack. And then the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, went a little further. "We continue to monitor the terrible situation. It's clear now how Bashar al-Assad operates with brutal and unabashed barbarism. Those who defend and support him, including Russia and Iran, should have no illusion about Assad or his intentions. Anyone who uses chemical weapons to attack his own people shows a fundamental disregard for human decency and must be held accountable." How they will be held accountable, though, is unclear. The United Nations Security Council is scheduled to meet today on this. And Russia has a veto vote on anything that might come up.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I don't obviously don't know enough about it to be able to say we should be doing this or we should not be doing that. But they also, medics who went to treat the wounded after the attack were later struck by rubble because an aircraft reportedly bombed a hospital that right after the soon after the attack. So, you know, that's what terrorists do, right? Mm-hmm. Terrorists detonate a bomb or launch some kind of an attack, and then when the rescue personnel are coming to that area, they do something else in order to maximize damage,
right.
Which how is this not a terrorist attack on his own people is beyond me, but why Russia is backing them again beyond me, but I don't know enough of the inside workings of what's going on here to be able to say yay or nay. And I'll tell you right now, the UN's a paper tiger. What are they going to do? Issue a sternly worded memo again? What are they going to do? They're going to do nothing.
This was no doubt being discussed yesterday as the president met with the president of Egypt. It will no doubt be discussed today as the president meets with King Abdullah of Jordan.
Yes.
So definitely on the topic today, and attention's now returned to Syria and what the United States might do in response.
Yeah.
Will it be anything more than a statement remains to be seen. It is now 6:59 on WMAL.
And coming up,
we're going to talk to Andrew McCarthy from National Review Online, written a very powerful story that sort of clears some things up about the Susan Rice unmasking thing.
And also, we'll be visited by Virginia lawmaker Dorothy Jekyll to discuss comments that she made about English being spoken in a classroom, and they have landed her in hot water. That. It is 7 o'clock and WM.